This is Only We Matter Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Jacqueline. Our desire is to bridge the gap between generations. Too often we segregate by age and lose the benefits of learning from one another.
Let's jump into today's conversation. Well, hello, Jacqueline. Good to hear from you today.
So good to hear you, Brandon. How are things?
Well, things are well, busy and well.
Good.
You know, so yes, but we were going to talk about a movie today that you got to see a screening of and that I'm actually excited to see as well. Can you tell us what movie it was? Give us a little synopsis of the movie.
Yeah. So it is, it's called I Still Believe. It is really trending right now on lots of social media. It is the Jeremy Camp story. Mm-hmm. So it's how he got started in music. It's his first love. It's about his first love, his wife, Melissa. I don't want to give everything away, but it's their journey together. And yeah, and what made me excited is that I know one of the secondary characters in real life, and his name is John Luke.
Very fun.
Yes. Yeah. So I actually got to see a pre-screening of it in November at the International Christian Visual Media Convention in Franklin, Tennessee. I saw it.
Oh, cool.
In November. Yes. And so it was really cool because it wasn't finished. They still had some editing and stuff to do. And so then I got a pre-screening invitation back just a couple weeks ago here in my city. And it was so fun to go and see it and see the final draft, the final
nice.
Product. What was really cool is that they had added things that weren't in it when I saw it in November. So it was just so cool to see that. And, you know, obviously, you know, maybe some other people in the audience that were there got to see, you know, a rough draft or a rough edit before, but not everybody would have. So they wouldn't have even known that there were some changes. But I really, really liked the changes that they did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because that would have been my next question. It would have been like, how different was it then? Did it change the plot of the movie or did it just enhance the plot?
Enhance the plot. Absolutely. Because I know John Luke in life, and he plays quite a big part in the movie. It's not about him. It's about Jeremy Camp and Melissa Camp. But it was so great to see him and his character portrayed right from start to finish, which I don't remember that in the rough draft.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah, and then they actually brought closure to a couple of things that they hadn't done previously. And so that was really cool to see that. They added in little things like Calvary Chapel, which is a part of an association that I belong to now. And so that was really cool that they had added that because that wasn't in there when I saw it at my first time. So,
wow. So after the first screening, do they want your feedback? Is that their goal with that screening? It's like, okay, tell us what's working, what's not. And did they take any of your advice?
Yeah, no, I don't think they took any of my advice, which is totally cool. It's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like, I just felt so privileged that I just even got to see a rough edit.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So who's the target audience? Who are they aiming for this to be? Is it just Christians in general or is there like an age audience? Is there who are they aiming this for?
Yeah, good question. I don't know that they have a specific demographic that they're looking for, but yes, it is definitely aimed for Christians, but anybody can learn from this. It's how you deal with illness, how you deal with cancer. It's, you know, set, you know, a few years ago when they were younger, obviously. And so, you know, it targets young people and how they handle things. It targets relationships. So that is multicultural and multi-generational.
Because I grew up listening to Jeremy Camp.
Yes.
Right. So Jeremy Camp would have been in my wheelhouse, you know. I sang I Still Believe nice and loudly in my bedroom, probably, or in my car driving. And so I listened to lots of Jeremy Camp in those days, a lot less lately probably. But so I feel like even for people of my age, we'd be like, oh, this is really neat. I think I'd like to hear his story, because we knew his story. We knew why he wrote some of his songs that he did. That's the thing about a real life story, is there's only so many spoilers, right, that you can actually give. So,
and
so
he has like, a book like out, right?
Like, right, he has a book. He's it's extensively a part of his story. He's shared it lots. So it's just now on the big screen. So that's kind of neat for that. So what would be one of the greatest takeaways that you took away as you left the movie theater? Without giving as much away of the plot as you can, but like, what did you walk away either feeling or thinking once you left?
You know what? I felt inspired that life can go on. I felt like they did a really good job with filming. I thought they did a really good job with casting, and I met the casting director, which was really cool for that. I think that I walked away with hope that God is still there, even in the deepest grief.
Yeah.
I think I was just encouraged. I think I was just encouraged that, they just did a really good job. I got to actually listen to sit in on a Q&A with one of the creators, and I think he was actually a director, one of the Irwin brothers, and writer for sure. And I was impressed with his humility, but he knew what he was talking about, and I really liked it. I really liked what he had to say and what he brought to the table, and. Yeah.
So when I haven't watched the trailer in a little while, is this in the trailer? Do you remember the trailer for the movie at all at this point? I always think trailers are hilarious, because then when I actually go watch the movie, I never remember what was in the trailer. And I'm like, I never think, oh, that scene was in the trailer, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but in the trailer, is this the movie that they were on a dock dancing? When they were younger, is there a dancing scene, or is that like two no go for Jeremy Camp movie?
No. In the trailer, there's lots of scenes down on the beach, which is very LA. There's lots of just moments of just innocent, pure love, school and music gigs, and I just think they really did such a great job in casting, and you know, they only had like time for a couple of takes, if that, for some of the scenes, and so that was really cool, just to see what they got in such a short amount of time. I think the trailer was really done well, and it was fun to see Shania Twain in there. Haven't seen her for a little while, so that was really cool.
Yeah, totally. That's neat. It's neat she would do a movie like this. Like, you wonder if what her connection is with Jeremy Camp in general, because I've never seen them do anything together before, so I'd be curious to dig a little deeper.
Well, I was wondering that too, whether it was just a casting thing or whether it was, I know him and I really want to be part of it.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I just don't know what their relationship was, or if there is even a relationship. But I think it was just a really great moment of casting, and, you know, I'm assuming they just reached out to her and said, hey, are you interested in this? So, because the main actor, KJ Apa, is from Riverdale.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So,
yeah, I totally see that.
Yeah, so interesting choice for a person, right? to play this, but he did an amazing job. In fact, I mean, I see him, you know, on Riverdale, and I'm like, the guy's good, because I don't picture him.
Two different characters,
yeah,
right?
Really just is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah. So I think that's really cool. And Gary Sinise, just so cool to see him acting in such a different role than a cop role, you know?
Right, right.
So
then why would someone want to go see it? What is my motivation, since I haven't seen it yet, and our listeners, why would I want to go see this movie?
Well, there's lots of great elements to this. So I was actually talking with someone just a little while ago, and they're so excited because it's country music, so they think.
Right.
And I'm like, the music is really good in it. So that's great if you're thinking about music. The actors, if you want to see KJ Apa or Britt in it, or Shania Twain, so it's really cool to see that. I love the redeeming part of the story. And so that's what I would encourage you to go and look at it, watch it, is because it's an encouraging story of hope through deep grief and how you can come through it, and that you're not alone and that you need good friends. And I think you walk out of it inspired. I also feel like it's a family movie. Now, is it appropriate for under 12? You know, that's up to every parent. I don't actually know what the rating is on it. But there's no sex scenes. There's no inappropriate scenes in it for young people. But, you know, definitely the storyline might be above their understanding. So...
Yeah, totally.
So I would encourage people to go and see it. And it's not cheesy.
That's really good, because that's always the thing with some Christian movies. I mean, I feel like we've come a long way. I mean, you have some bigger people involved. You have a lot more money involved, I think, now today than before. I mean, just adding Steph Curry's name to a lot of the Christian movies has been a really big upgrade to what people put in for money. But so that's great to hear that it doesn't feel cheesy, because it obviously it's a biography, right?
And, yes.
And a really intense story that can be really helpful, like you said, for many people going through grief. So I'm looking forward to watching it, and great to hear that you had some good things to say about it. Is there anything else you'd want to say about the movie?
You know, I don't know about the movie per se, but I want to say that the Irwin brothers, I think, are doing a really good job with bringing inspiring, true stories to the film, and stories that bring hope and just the power of forgiveness and the power of love. And and just that we don't have to walk alone.
That's so important.
So, you know, just I applaud the Irwin brothers. They're doing it right.
Awesome. That's really great. So I Still Believe is in theaters Friday, March 13th.
Yes.
Looks like there's an early showing on Thursday, March 12th.
There is. There's quite a few, actually, early showings March 12th.
So it'll be interesting to see the reception.
Yeah, and it's so cool. I've actually had people ask me if I'm part of the promotion team or if I'm part of the media team for this movie, and I'm not. I am not.
You're just a lover of the movie.
I am just a lover of the movie. And so, I just would encourage people to just go and see it. If you're just looking for a good movie, it's a good, healthy, wholesome, I'm not going to come out and have to deprogram myself. It's a good movie to go to. It's a good date movie.
Awesome.
Great.
That's fun.
Well, thanks, Brandon. So,
thanks for sharing your thoughts on that.
I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say once it comes out.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to Only We Matter. I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon. You can find us on any podcast site and social media site mostly. So join the conversation.